Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to speak in the rhythm of American English. Speaking in the rhythm of English will make you sound more like a native speaker, and more importantly, it will be easier for people to understand you. In podcast number 57, we learned that there is usually one word which receives the most stress in a phrase. This is known as the focus word. I strongly recommend that you listen to podcast 57 if you haven't already. In podcast 57, we also learned that the focus word is usually the last content word. However, this is not always the case. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn about focus words in more depth. We're going to learn how and when the focus word can move to any position in a phrase. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how and why any word in a phrase can become the focus word. We're also going to practice this principle of moving focus words in some key examples. As we previously learned, every phrase in English has at least one word that receives the most stress, and this word is known as the focus word. It's extremely important to have a focus word in each phrase. Listen to the following example and determine the focus word. I'm driving to Boston. The focus word is Boston. Notice how I stressed driving and Boston, but I stressed Boston the most. It had the highest pitch and the longest vowel. Also notice how Boston came last in the sentence. This follows the rule we learned last week, which states that the last content word in each phrase is usually the focus word. However, this is not always the case. It's not necessary for the last content word to always be the focus word. In fact, it's possible for any word to be the focus word, depending on the situation and the point that the speaker is trying to make. Let's look at some different situations and see how they affect the position of the focus word in the sentence. Situation number one. Imagine that I'm telling somebody at the beginning of a conversation the fact that I'm driving to Boston. In this case, all the information is new and important. I therefore follow the rule we learned last week that when all the information is new and important, I stress the last content word. Please listen and repeat. I'm driving to Boston. But now, let's imagine a different scenario. Imagine my friend starts the conversation by asking me which bus I'm taking to Boston. Boston is no longer new information, and the point I want to get across is going to change. Now, the more important part of my message is driving. I want to show contrast to taking the bus, so my focus word changes accordingly. And I say, I'm driving to Boston. Notice how driving, the newest and most important piece of information, becomes the focus word. The stressed syllable of driving now has the highest pitch and the longest vowel. Please listen and repeat. I'm driving to Boston. Now let's imagine another scenario. Imagine my friend says, "When is your girlfriend driving you to Boston?" Now the point of my response changes again. My point now becomes that I, and not my girlfriend, is doing the driving, and the focus word moves accordingly, and I say, I'm driving to Boston. Notice how I'm, which is the newest and most important piece of information, now has the highest pitch and the longest vowel. Please listen and repeat. I'm driving to Boston. As you can see, choosing the focus word in English is usually quite logical. Yes, believe it or not, I actually just used the word logical to describe a rule of English. As you know, this is often not the case. But here it is. It is possible for any word to become the focus word depending on what you want to emphasize, depending on what your point is. In fact, we can take a phrase and demonstrate how any word in that phrase can become the focus word depending on the situation. Let's take the phrase, "My dad loves baseball," and create four different conversations. You're going to hear some mini dialogues between myself and one of my private students, Irina. Notice how I respond with the same words in each mini dialogue. Each time I say, "My dad loves baseball," but I stress a different focus word each time depending on what Irina first says to me. Please listen and repeat my responses.
Tell me something about your dad.
My dad loves baseball. In this case, I stressed baseball because almost all of the information was new. So following the general rule we learned last week, I stress the last content word in the phrase. Let's listen to the next scenario.
Does your dad like baseball?
My dad loves baseball. In this situation, I'm stressing the word loves because I want to make the point that not only does my dad like baseball, as the question asked, my dad loves baseball. Let's listen to the next scenario.
Does your uncle like baseball?
My dad loves baseball. As you can hear, my focus word becomes dad. I'm showing contrast. My point becomes that my dad, not my uncle, loves baseball. Let's listen to one last scenario.
Your friend's dad really loves baseball.
My dad loves baseball. Here I want to make the point to my listener that my dad, not my friend's dad, loves baseball, so my focus word is my. As you can hear, my focus word shifts, my focus word moves, depending on what the main point of my response is. In this next exercise, you respond to Irina's statements using the phrase, "My dad loves baseball." Choose the appropriate focus word for each question or statement. Remember to raise the pitch and lengthen the vowel of the stressed syllable of each focus word.
Tell me something about your dad. Does your dad like baseball? Does your uncle like baseball? Your friend's dad really loves baseball.
Learning to speak English with a standard American accent and with an American rhythm is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all of the sounds of English in one course. And now you can buy each lesson individually or buy the full course. The choice is up to you. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.